A group of teachers from Rochester City Schools held an emergency meeting on Friday on the state of the district's funding and the great lengths they're willing to go to get more money. WXXI's James Brown has details.
ROAR, or the Rochester Organization of Rank-and-File Educators, are calling for a one-day teacher strike on March 6th in hopes that the district's foundation aid is fully funded by the state, among other demands. Advocacy group, the Alliance for Quality Education, says the district is owed about $83 million, which would just about fill the budget gap. Superintendent Terry Day says without extra state aid, he may have to lay off 800 teachers and staff members. A flyer from the event says they picked the 6th as a signal to state, federal, and local lawmakers who are due to attend a Board of Education legislative breakfast the next day. They also want to give parents enough time to make other arrangements for kids. Teachers Union President Adam Urbanski says he and other teachers union officers were invited to the meeting, but he could not attend. He says a strike is premature and called members of ROAR presumptuous.
There are 3,400 teachers in our union. 5 or 6 self-anointed spokespersons do not represent them and do not speak for them.
Teacher strikes are illegal in New York State, and Urbanski says each teacher who participates could lose twice the amount of money they're paid each day. But he says he'd support a strike if the union approves it. James Brown, WXXI News.